Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, 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 I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. I want to say to each and every one of you, a very happy Pentecost Sunday. You know, this is the birthday of the church. You're all experiencing a birthday today because the church age was begun at Pentecost. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, obviously, and see where the Spirit leads. Amen? So, Father, we just thank You that Your hand is upon us. We're covered by the blood of the Lamb with the hedge of protection. We thank You, Holy Spirit, that You're here with us right now. You're here to fill us, lead us, guide us, and direct us in all peace, truth, and righteousness. We thank You, Lord, that we're expecting and we know that You will do unusual miracle signs and wonders. We thank You, Holy Spirit, that the prophetic gifts will start to flow in this church. We thank You, Lord, that the fivefold ministry will start to come alive in this church. All fivefold ministry, Father God, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher will be operational in this church. We thank You, Lord, that we will not close them down. We will not stop them. We will just let them have the freedom of Your voice. And we give You the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. And everyone agreeing said, amen. Amen. We're going to talk about Holy Ghost fire today. I think it's a good time to talk about the Holy Ghost fire today. You know, the Holy Ghost fire is something that we should all desire in our lives. And I believe, and I'm believing today, and the season that we're stepping into, for a fresh anointing. I'm believing for a fresh outpouring, a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. I believe that Pentecost Sunday is a supernatural special sign for the body of Christ. And I believe that we need to be open to what the Holy Spirit wants to do in each and every one of our lives. Can you say amen? Amen. I also know, and the Lord has shown me, as He's shown many of you as well, that we're living in unprecedented times. In the world, but not only in the world, in the spiritual realm. But now let me just tell you, what you see happening in the earth is always reflective of something in a parallel dimension in the spiritual realm. You're seeing things taking place in the earth. You know there are things taking place in the spiritual realm. I know for a fact that the Bible talks about Daniel when he prayed for his prayer to be answered. The angel Michael the archangel came to David 21 days after his prayer was immediately answered. You see, your prayer, when you pray, is immediately answered in the spiritual realm, and angels are dispatched to take care of what it is you're believing for. But too often what happens is because of our unbelief and not trusting God, and we grow weary in waiting, and we don't have the patience, and we give up our faith, we don't get the desired result that we've prayed for. But when you pray according to the Word of God, immediately angels are dispatched. Things will start changing for your well-being and for your life and what you've prayed about in faith. Amen. And so when Daniel had prayed, Michael the archangel was dispatched. And what happened was he was on his way to give the message to Daniel, but he had to stop to battle with the prince of Persia. Now the Bible says we don't battle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this age, and spiritual wickedness in high places in Ephesians 6. So he was in the high place coming through to bring a message, and he had to stop to take issue with a war that was taking place in the heavenlies. The prince of Persia was the demonic spirit that was over the city of Persia, which is in the Middle East. And he was held back there for 21 days until Daniel came to fight for him. I might have the two angels wrong, but anyway, the one had to fight until the other came, and then he was let through. But there's a war taking place in the heavenlies. When you see coronavirus, when you see lies, when you see all the stuff taking place with the rioting and what have you, don't you think that that's showing something taking place in the spiritual realm? There is a war taking place. We are involved in a war, a spiritual war. If you think the devil's not after our souls, you're sorely mistaken. He's after you. He's after your money. He's after your children. He's after everything that God has given you. But you're on the winning side. That's the good news. You never have to be defeated in one area because you're in Christ. Amen. And so there's a spiritual war taking place. Now, I mentioned this before. When we parade, when you have a parade of weaponry, what we do is you see the trucks go by with the missiles and everything taking place. They stand there and they salute to all the people, and all the weaponry is displayed as they go by. That's when they have a display of weapons. And we've been doing that for the last 2,000 years. Well, maybe not the early church. But the church that came in after that, we have great weapons on display. Boy, we can mention the scriptures. We can look pious. We can talk about God. But God is saying it's no longer time to display your weaponry. You're in a war. You've got to use your weaponry. We don't want to just display it. Hey, I got a shield of faith. God is saying, you better get that thing up now. You're in war. I got the sword, the two-edged sword coming out of my mouth. God is saying, we'll use it. No longer displaying. It's time to get into the fight. And it's time to pull down attacking demonic forces in your life and people around your life and in this nation. That riot that's taking place right now. Listen, what happened there was I can't even talk about it. I couldn't even watch that video. And I know somebody's got to pay. But let me tell you, ultimately, the devil has to pay. Ultimately, that whole thing was brought in and brought down by the prince of whatever atmosphere it is over there. And he brought this thing to take place because now look at our nation. It's on fire. We are in a spiritual war. Come on, guys. Don't think that that just happened because some guy happened to do this and that. No, this is all pre-planned by the prince of the air. These demonic spirits and forces are trying to bring in all this stuff to get us to turn on each other, to hate one another, to bring in racism, to bring in sexism, to bring in all this trash that is going on. That is not normal human capabilities. That is a demonic putting it on the human. We are in a spiritual warfare, and we're at war for our nation. Come on. We are at war for our nation. We are at war for the nations of the world. We have a war in our hands, and we need Jesus to come in here, and he needs to be known. And he says, listen, in the end times, people are going to have the knowledge of my glory. Let me tell you, the glory of God is the fire of God. The glory of God is the fire of God. Laura, put that picture up with that dove because I like the fire behind him. The glory of God is the fire of God. And that fire will burn out the chaff. Come on now. We are not just meant to be spectators demonstrating our weapons. We are supposed to be hand-to-hand combat if necessary. Amen. There's a real war taking place. And let me tell you something. It's good against evil. Say what you like. It's good against evil. And don't even, I said this before, I'm going to say it again. Don't even put the devil on the same plane as God. It's not God's good, the devil's evil. No, the devil's down here. If you want to put him in the same plane as somebody, put him with Michael the archangel or Gabriel. Because he was created as one of the archangels. He was created by the good. By God. And he chose to rebel. Adam and Eve chose to rebel. Come on. But he's not even on the same playing planet field as God. Don't put him as God, good, devil, evil. No, 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 no. He's down here. He's already a wimp. Defeated, declawed by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. And I believe we're in unprecedented times right now for the church and for the world. And how the church responds is how the world will go. I'm telling you, if the church sits back and says, someone else will take on the abortion situation, well, there you go. If the church sits back and says, someone else will take care of the racism, well, then you're in trouble. The world's in trouble. The church, we are the church. The church was created on the day of Pentecost. We are relevant today. We are the most relevant force on the planet today. You can send your armed forces out. You can send your missiles out. You can send men to the space station. You can walk on the moon. But let me tell you something, ain't no weapon that's more powerful than a spiritual weapon in the kingdom of God. Amen. Just know that. And we need to take our places, and we need to now stand strong, shoulder to shoulder, shield to shield, faith to faith. And we need to start speaking and declaring the two-edged sword of God's word. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now remember the first Passover. I found this so amazing, the times we're in right now. The first Passover that ever took place was when there was a pandemic, or there was not a pandemic, there was rather a plague. There were plagues taking place in Egypt. Do you recall that? And Israel was being protected. Israel, listen, Israel was protected from the plagues, the 10 plagues. Israel was protected from the 10 plagues. Why? Because they were in covenant with God. Yes, right. Everyone say covenant with God. Right. Let me tell you something. All the plagues that come right now, you need to know you're in a better covenant with God than that they had. And you are protected from all the plagues, all the pandemics, all the attacks, all that stuff. You are protected. Amen. We need to recognize these things. We need to speak these things. And we need to walk in the victory that God's given to us. Amen. And so now, what happened on that very, very first time, I find it quite amazing. They were locked in their home on the last plague. Yeah. Remember, the children were all killed? Yeah. The firstborn of everything, animals and families? Yeah. They were in a lockdown. Yeah. They were in a lockdown. Yeah. We are in a lockdown. Yeah. This church would be full. But we're still in a lockdown. Yeah. There's still places where you can't go. There's still things you cannot do. Yeah. And don't tell me about Walmart, because you can let everyone in there, but you can't. Only, you can only allow a certain amount in. Yeah, that's not so. We are relevant. We're not irrelevant. We are more relevant now than we've ever been. And I tell you what, people that, listen, spiritual leaders in this nation that have ears to hear will hear the church is more needed now than ever. Amen. The spiritual leaders, we got to pray for them to get a wake-up call to say, you know what? Our way has not worked. It's not working. Nothing's working. The church has to be the most relevant thing right now. So pray for spiritual leaders to hear from the King of Kings. Amen. And so what happened during that plague? They were in locked doors. They were indoors, locked in, just like we are. And the angel of death flew over. Or passed over. It was the first Passover. Yeah. And the angel of death passed over because why? They had the blood on the top doorpost of the lintel. They had the blood on the sides of the doorposts in your hands. They were covered with the blood of the Lamb. Amen. So the angel of death had to pass over. Now what I find quite amazing is the fact that we are locked indoors because of a pandemic. But we're also under the blood if you're a child of God. You've got the doorposts covered with the blood of the Lamb. Your lintels up here, you're covered. You are covered by the Lamb of God. Amen. We take and we partake of Holy Communion. That's how they went. They ate the bread of the Lamb.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available.